Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than dying in a fake hurricane. Don't want to die in a fake hurricane. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
Pen Pip Helix.
Hi, everyone.
Who you heard talking over the intro.
Sorry.
It's like the first time you've done this.
I know.
On the show, we're going to talk about Donald Trump's wild weekend. From P-Gate to the debate, the man is full of headlines and entertainment. The owner of the Judge Report claims Hurricane Matthew is a government hoax. Tips how to stay stealthy online. And what your astrological sign tells you and us about your pooping habits. I always look to the stars before I look down.
You know, check.
I don't check the TP. I just look to the heavens.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for letting me do that.
That's just because I made it.
Yes.
So last week, I had a show for local Republican group in New Jersey, Paramus, New Jersey, Bergen County, New Jersey.
Wow.
For two women running for something.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe assembly. I don't know.
Maybe there was a sale on yogurt.
Oh, no. No, they're running for something.
Oh, actually, seats. Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. So it was weird because I let people know I was doing the show, and I got grief from, like, Republican friends. Oh, they know you're a Democrat?
Yeah, me. Yeah.
You just
know, because it's like, you know, your leanings is just weird. I'm doing a fundraiser for the Republicans, really?
And the Democrats go, oh, I wouldn't do that. You know what? Shut up. Yeah. Here's the thing. There's red, white, and blue, but money's green.
That's
and
right.
we all believe in capitalism. You know what? Do you think they asked the wait staff before they brought the steak? How are you voting? I mean, no.
No.
You're hired to do a job.
Yeah.
They hired performers to give them a professional show. Yeah. And they don't need to know affiliation. It's irrelevant. You have to give them a good show.
Yeah, you're just doing it. A paycheck's a paycheck sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. We all do gigs. It's fine. I don't, you know, it doesn't faze me at all. So they were about 40 to 50 older white people.
Okay.
Kind of what you would expect.
Yeah.
They didn't even have the black guy from the Trump rally. He didn't even make it.
You have the red guy in a sweater? the red guy in the red sweater, rather.
Ken Bone.
Yeah.
K-Bone.
They had said that there was going to be young people there? Apparently not.
These
people are like 50 and up.
A lot of snow on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. Yeah. Not what I expected.
Right.
I should have expected that, but they told us there was going to be young people.
I always like when they preface it, they told us.
Yeah. The booker lied.
What could possibly go wrong?
They told what could possibly go wrong.
I did some Trump jokes. They went well.
Okay.
Did a Hillary joke. That went well, as you would imagine.
Sure.
So this is all before Access Hollywood,
okay,
and the second debate. So I was just in the middle of stuff, and I asked, well, you know, how many people are happy with the top of the ticket?
Yeah.
What percentage would you think I should get? Room full of Republicans in Jersey. Trump has big ties in Jersey.
You should probably, he does, but I'm still thinking.
These are all Republicans.
Yeah, but I'm still thinking like 80%.
80%? Joe, what would you think?
I'd say less than that, to tell you the truth.
Why would you say less?
Because still there is a big dissatisfaction in the Republican Party over the ticket.
But this is a Republican fundraiser.
I understand that.
So what would you expect?
I would probably expect maybe 60%.
You were closer. I would say, now, obviously, I didn't count heads, but I would say about 50%.
I would say so, yeah.
I was shocked.
I'm surprised you are, because you're as in tune as you are, you know there is still a big dissatisfaction.
Well, I don't hang out with organized groups of Republicans from Jersey all the time.
But you do listen to the news. You do read what's, you know, all the the papers and stuff like that. You do listen to the news.
I thought the top of the ticket would be, I thought they'd be a little bit more supportive, at least to me. You know, they don't, you know, I'm not asking him, you know, detailed questions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, are you happy with it? All right. So then I asked for Governor Christie. What do you think I got in that, Joe?
Oh.
A very low percentile.
Well, give me a number.
I would say 40%.
All right.
I would say 25.
I got about 30%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you guys.
But once again, it's really no secret that this is, I like Christie. I do. I think he does a good job. I live in New York, though. But, you know, still, I think he tells it like it is. And he's to the point he does know how to negotiate when it needs to, you know.
This guy was beloved at one point. Talk about leaving on a low.
Yeah.
But anyway, I told them, I said this to them. I go, I like doing GOP fundraisers because GOP, because the GOP know that they're jerks. Not the word I said.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they know it and they don't care. And that's what I like. I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
The Democrat fundraisers, they're jerks. They know it, but they don't want you to know
it.
Oh,
they'll go, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Republicans can laugh at themselves generally, more than Democrats.
Well. We're seeing not so much this year with Trump. I mean, Pip was telling a story earlier during.
Oh, yeah.
And,
with the Roger Waters.
And I've had experiences where Trump supporters were a little sensitive.
Mm. Yeah.
But generally, my experience has been more to what Joe was talking about. That kind of went over half an hour, but it was really just a moment of honesty that I was having with them. Here's the thing. I have this line about Dick Cheney. I go, you ever wish you were on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
Huge laugh. Yeah. As well it should.
Well, the guy blew somebody's face up.
Right.
You know?
Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
You would think in a room full of Republicans, everybody knows this.
Sure.
There's a woman who doesn't know this.
What?
I have to explain this.
No.
Yes. In a Republican fundraiser, I have to explain that the last Republican vice president shot his friend in the face on a hunting trip.
Wow.
And then one woman doesn't believe. No, it didn't happen like that. I said, well, he thought his friend's face was a bird because they were bird. She's like, no, it didn't happen like that. I don't believe it happened like that. No, what do you think? He thought it was a bear?
Moral of the story, leave your mallet mask at home.
Yeah.
At least don't get your hair done in that winged style, you know?
I'm going to hunt with Cheney. I'll put my mallet mask on.
I was very,
so they could go wrong.
I was very bewildered by this.
Mallard mask.
I understand.
I am really shocked that
the other comics told me
from this demographic didn't know this.
Yes, it's very disturbing. But yeah. I always say we're getting dumber.
Well, it's just one person. I mean, you're going to get one. I mean, it's not like the whole room said, "Wow," you know. I mean,
no. But you should know. But some of the comics explained to me. Well, this is what happens when you only watch Fox News. Now, I thought Fox News covered that well.
Everybody covered it
well.
Everybody
did. Yeah.
But I guess if you're not even watching Fox News and going to other news sources, which we'll get to later.
Does she have lichen and twigs on her? Because
no.
She obviously lives under a rock.
I understand. So then this other woman, a little bit later on, starts shouting, "Are you voting for that bitch? Are you voting for that bitch?
Oh, to you?
Yes.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Are you?"
But that well, is
women, that's what women yelling here, too, for the year and a half.
We'll get there. But I'm not going to share with this group. It's none of their business.
Right.
But what a rude thing to do. And the anger.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I mean,
it's
ridiculous. So this is how I handle it. I go, well, I don't call anybody who's running for the highest office names.
Nice.
Yeah. And
Are you
going to argue with me?
No, I'm not. I'll tell you why.
I got applause for it.
But here's the deal. I cannot stand that woman. I have absolute disdain for that woman. You know that. It's no secret.
I don't know with you.
It's no secret. However.
Oh, Hillary. I thought you meant the woman who was shouting at me.
No.
I thought he was pointing at me.
No.
But stop, I'm here. I can hear this.
But my whole
close
thing,
your ears. Joe's talking. Adults are talking.
But my whole thing is if I'm a comic in the middle of a room leading a, you know, leading an audience.
Yeah.
All right. In that capacity, you don't want to go. You'll tease her, but you don't want to go, I won't vote for her, because you're taking it from a matter of farce into a matter of opinion.
It was very jarring.
Yeah.
Because it got very, because we were having a good time and it got very serious and angry. I thought I handled that well on the spot.
You did, because you can't, because if you went there, you know, if you felt that way and you went there, now you're rebel route. You're taking it from the context.
It's
of
not
a
the place
show.
For it. I'm hired to do a job.
Yeah. Right.
But
right.
And I think she looked like the jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
I was at a show. I did a show a couple of weeks ago, and I do a whole thing about the N-word in Huckleberry Finn, where they want it removed.
Yes.
And I say the word should be in there to educate the children, because they let the kids listen to rap music. It can't be in there. Now
I agree.
During that set, some guy goes, "Say the full word," and I'm like, "No, say the full."
That's the full word.
And
no.
No, right. Say
full
I'm not going to say the full word. You know what the word means.
Yeah.
And if I did say the full word, it's not. It has no context there.
No.
And it's horrible to say it.
Yeah.
Because you're not saying it in a positive way. Not there's a positive, but in my context of my joke, the way Twain did it, it was positive. If I panned it to him, it takes everything said away. I might as well have just did half-assed, you know, racist jokes then, you know?
Yeah, well,
which you have, ready to go. But well, overall, because we got to go to break. Overall, yeah. I want to say the group was very lovely.
Nice.
They had a great time. Bought a lot of merch. Won us back. The people who are running, very lovely ladies. And I think it's important to go and meet people who don't think as you do. Because yes. I see more and more everybody wants to be isolated.
With only the same people.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a very positive experience, as I expected it to be. And I had a good time with them, except for those two, whatever they are.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, it's probably going to get a little more hostile in here. We're going to talk about the weekend that was with Trump, vajayjays, debates.
Uh-oh.
Bringing out people who've accused Bill Clinton. A whole smorgasbord of entertainment. Don't go anywhere. Well, Donald Trump could end this whole thing and just go, "Are you not entertained?"
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump could do that because the man puts on a show. He's the gift that just keeps on giving and taking and grabbing, as the case may be.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to explain this briefly. I think everybody knows.
I think everybody's heard this clip.
And I'm not going to play the clip. But anyway, a video was leaked where Trump was revealed to be talking about Nancy O'Dell.
Yes.
Her breasts, not the word he used, and how Donald tried to sleep with her, not the phrase he used, even though she was married. He then went on to say that he carries Tic Tacs in case he starts kissing women because he's so attracted to them.
Yes.
He says that when you're a star, they'll even let you grab their privates, not the P word he used.
No.
And apparently he had a hot mic. And so Trump issued an apology, and he could have left it there.
Right.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be very Trumpian.
No.
He's like, well, you know what? Let's make this political. We're going to throw Bill Clinton under the bus. Because you know what those two have talked about on the golf course. You can only imagine what those two degenerates are talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The women they forced themselves on.
Oh, yeah.
So Trump and his supporters, and I'm sure Joe is going to be of this view, if Joe holds true to form, say it was just locker room talk. Was it just locker room talk?
Absolutely. And it was locker room talk basically when he wasn't even a politician, wasn't even thinking about being a politician. And he said nothing worse that, look, what he said, believe me, I mean, it, you know.
Whoa. The language, the graphic language?
What guy hasn't said that?
Well, a couple things. First of all, he wasn't in a locker room. He was on the job. But fine. I don't think the language offends anybody. We know Trump's a crass guy.
Yeah.
But you're kind of missing the point about forcing himself to kiss people and grabbing people's genitals. That's not locker room talk. That's sexual assault.
Okay, but it's not sexual assault. He never acted out on it. Bill Clinton has acted out on
it. Okay, well, I guess you didn't do your research. In 1997... a woman who was trying to do a pageant with Donald Trump. She had a boyfriend at the time who was her business partner. They were trying to get... So Donald would pretty much avoid the man. So they had all these business meetings. I actually think they did a couple pageants together. And she recounts, and this is before this came out, she recounts that he would grab her, pin her down, grab her privates. Like, she stopped wearing skirts. They settled, I believe, in 1997 for $100,000, but there was not a non-disclosure. That's out there. That happened. Miss Utah said before this came out that Donald Trump kissed her on the mouth and thought it was completely inappropriate.
Yep.
That happened. Erin Burnett, when she was telling the story last night, said her friend, and again, we don't know who this friend is. You could call it hearsay, but I don't know why Erin Burnett would put herself into that fray.
Right.
Said that he did that to her friend. There is a rape case in the courts right now that might proceed with a minor. The girl was 13 at the time. That's going to get heard on December 16th, whether that goes further. Ivana Trump, his ex-wife, under oath, said he raped her. She took it back, but under oath said he raped her. So let's not pretend Donald Trump doesn't have a history.
And let's not pretend that Bill Clinton...
We're not talking about Bill. I'm not defending Bill.
No. What I'm saying is this. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton coming out and saying how despicable it was and all this. And we're bringing Bill into it because she sat there and she defended
No, but you just said he didn't do it. And I just gave you court cases where he did do it.
On his speeches that he did do it. Basically, then Hillary Clinton has no right to sit there and call him out and say that's a despicable act when she defended Bill and quietly quieted down women that actually presented cases against Bill.
Interesting. You know what Donald Trump said about that whole thing in the 90s? Are you familiar with? Because Donald Trump's on record about commenting with all these women's and Bill Clinton's shenanigans. Thought Hillary was tremendous, has gone through so much in the public life.
Right.
That, you know, most people wouldn't be able to do with in private. Thought it was wrong what they were doing to Bill Clinton. Called these women names, including Paula Jones, a loser. So that's what Donald Trump had to say about that when it wasn't politically expedient. And he was friends with...
What year was that?
That was like probably like, I want to say 99.
So we're looking at a long time ago. A long time ago.
We're talking about sexual assault.
But we're talking about the president. We're talking about both parties. No party is better than the other. Now, what gets me.
Are you saying Donald. Just say Donald Trump was wrong.
Donald Trump was not wrong. Okay. And what I'm telling you right now is this holier than thou attitude is despicable.
Pip, you're a woman.
On the other side of the aisle.
Give me your take. You're a woman. You're the only one of those here.
I'm the only vagina American in the room.
You are.
I think that I understand that locker room talk goes on, but here's a person, and whether it's now or before, it points out his character, his particular character, talking about, I am so powerful and I am so famous that I'm allowed to go up and sexually assault somebody.
And Hillary Clinton is of the same ilk, where she goes up and she says, well, I'm so powerful and I'm so untouchable that I could do pretty much whatever I want, controversy after controversy, and get away with everything and just not be accountable.
Well, what are you talking about? You got Bill Clinton, who has probably assaulted people.
Yes.
I'm going to say probably has.
I'm going to say,
you know,
probably
he has cases
has.
That he settled too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say he probably has.
I think he probably has.
And you got Donald Trump, who probably has.
Yes.
You have Hillary Clinton, who may or may not have. We don't know. There are allegations.
That she sexually assaulted
people? No. Bullied. Okay. Bullied the woman.
Yes, okay.
Now listen, I've said all along, these are not two people who I would want, you know, character-wise.
But we're right, but one of the things that they're saying that one woman that supposedly Bill Clinton assaulted, the woman said that she was bullied by Hillary, and the thing was that the whole circumstance was that Hillary walked up to her at a fundraiser and said, I want to thank you for everything that you've done for Bill.
That was Juanita Broderick.
Thank you. I couldn't remember her name. And it's like, but she took that as a threat. Now, on the face of it, I wasn't there to hear the tone or the intention, but on the face of it, you're really reaching, lady.
But my
how did you characterize
could you
that as
guys,
being bullied?
Could you guys explain to me that people? I mean, look, if Trump was running against like Cuomo, all right, and Cuomo, I would vote for.
Oh, if they weren't running against each other, it's a whole different thing.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
If you run against each other, believe me, this conversation we're having would be totally.
But
different.
Here's the difference.
Right.
Here's the difference
right.
between you and I. I don't stick up for them. I don't stick up for the despicable behavior. I see this as wrong.
But I don't understand, and what gets me is where everybody sees it more on the side of Trump and then looks at the Clintons and doesn't say much about it. That's what I don't understand.
We got to remember this was litigated 20 years ago.
But, you know, so are the stuff that they were doing. But suddenly
it hasn't really come out about Trump.
But still, you know, now it's this big deal where both instances came out at the same time. Okay?
But see, that's the thing. It really is the cases I brought up to you. By the look on your face, seemed like this was the first time you had seen this.
Right.
The mainstream media, I know Trump likes to say the mainstream media is against him, and the right likes to play that. The mainstream media has
They're not
talking about it at all.
here's the thing is that everybody keeps pointing to Bill Clinton. The two candidates are Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. We're talking strictly about sexual assault. Hillary Clinton, to our knowledge, has never touched anybody inappropriately.
But defended her husband against the things that he's done.
I think a lot of spouses would defend.
That's the thing.
Yeah, a lot of.
I think a lot of spouses.
But does it make it right or wrong?
I don't think it's right. But
I don't think
it's right. But I think it's less evil than forcing yourself on somebody.
But still evil enough, and almost as evil. You're defending.
Listen, I'm not voting for Hillary for her character.
But what I'm saying, and you know what? Sometimes I'm not voting for Trump on his character.
But that's I want you to say that he's a shady guy. I say all the time. I think Bill Clinton's shady, and I think you never say Trump is a shady guy.
There's some things that he does that's, you know.
I think sexual assault would be one of those things.
you know, sometimes you're a guy like that, you know, you think you can get away with stuff.
But it doesn't make it right. Can you imagine if that was your mom? I would say your sister, you don't have a sister. But can you imagine if he did that to your mom? She's working at the law office. You know, she's one of the top five legal secretaries of all time.
She was.
Trump gallivants in. He's got another case to defend. And he just grabs your mom. Can you imagine how outraged you would be?
Hell no. I want to go to Mar-a-Lago.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. He's not taking you. He's not taking you.
Hi, Mr. Like, Trump. Going to be great. Come on out with your mom. Sure.
What can you do first as far as plumbing?
So basically, you'd whore out your mom for a nice vacation.
And that's what this is going to be called. Joe whores out his mom.
Oh, my God.
Well, Joe, you walked right into that. Like a private's into Trump's hands, you just walked right into it. All right, we're going to talk about the debate when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We are back. All right, I wanted to talk a little bit more. We talked about the sexual abuse angle. I wanted to talk a little bit about the debate and leading up to the debate. Saturday, a bunch of Republicans all of a sudden decided that Trump was inappropriate to leave their ticket. Listen, if you've been watching Donald Trump, this is just another long line. I don't think they finally found the Jesus. I think they have internal polling, and they see the outside polling, and they say he's going to lose. We're in some competitive races.
We don't want him taking them down.
We don't want that. We don't want the Dems running against us.
Rats
on this.
Leaving the sinking ship.
I really think that's what's happening. And what's going on is the party's being torn apart because all the energy in the Republican Party is from the Trump supporters. It's not from the establishment. It's the Trump supporters that have really, you know, bring the noise.
Right. Right.
Because we want change. We want change from the established Republican Party.
I understand. I understand. But I think there's going to. I don't think the Republican Party is going to be the same as we know.
I think it's going to change for the better, to tell you the truth. I think it's going to change for the better because they have to get, you know, a candidate that would have the charisma that Trump has, that's not going to be afraid to talk about the issues that Trump's, you know, that Trump's not afraid to talk about, that is more, that doesn't sound like they're a stick in the mud.
That's not people like that. I get that. But Trump takes, you know, Trump goes off the rails. I don't want to talk about that. So I think the Republicans leaving, I think that was just like we're saving our own rear ends.
Yeah.
That's what I really think that is.
Yes.
And
I agree.
And I think they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. To me, the signal that Trump knew this was over and now he's just going to go scorched earth and go, well, I'm going to put on a show, when he brings the three of the women who accused Bill Clinton.
Yes, to the town hall.
And one girl who Hillary Clinton had to defend. The alleged rapist in her case.
Yeah.
But held a press conference.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
To the Trump supporter.
Yeah.
To the Trump supporter and alt-right, you love it.
Yeah.
You love it. And that's what I saw from all the Trump. They thought it was great. To everybody else, it I don't think it played that way. I think it played desperate, lowbrow. I always said, you could attack the Clintons on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But Trump's the wrong messenger to be making these attacks.
I agree with both points. I disagree and I agree with you. Because I think that as a strategy, just completely putting aside who the personalities are involved, as a strategy for the debate, bringing those women to the debate, I think that was brilliant.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
I don't think so.
No, because I think that that's quite damning. Because just to be able to point and go... Whatever the case was, just to be able to point at them and say, those women, they're here tonight.
Right before the debate, it was a brilliant move.
Well, yeah. Trump's at the point. He's like, I got to make my base happy.
Yes,
and that's what he did. But even if he gets all those at the highest 40%, it's not enough.
Yeah,
he is at the point where he needs to get new people to vote for him. He needs to get these white suburban women to vote for him. He needs to get these minorities to vote for him.
And
that's not... If he would have attacked her on policy
and
things like that and some of her decision-making, and if Trump could talk policy, Trump would have blown everybody's mind.
To tell you the truth, Trump won that debate.
Well, the polls say... I'll give you this. The polls say no. I thought... Here's what I thought about it. I thought it was a push because I thought Trump was a lot better.
Better.
I thought Hillary was worse. I thought she wasn't as good as she was on the first debate.
Okay.
Now look at the poll, and look at the polls. Like the polls say no. the whole scandal with Trump led into that. So
right, right.
With I feel he won. If the polls walk out, no, because there's still probably going to be that aura of that. Of that scandal on that debate.
Listen, the problem with Trump is he still can't talk policy. You know,
right,
and going after Hillary Clinton is not going to get you new people. It's going to make the alt-right and his base and people like you who hate Hillary, it's going to make you cheer and go, yeah. But it's not going to, that's what I'm saying, I think he gave up. It's not going to get him the nomination.
He's not going to get black women. It's not going to
he's
happen.
He's not going to get any women
but,
doing that,
but
except
I'm
the people
saying,
that already like him.
As that demographic, he's definitely not. I would really be surprised to see if anything could turn around for just women in general, because there's so much coming out. And women are finding these behaviors. And no doubt, Bill Clinton certainly did some reprehensible things in his day. But the more and more comes out, it's really hitting women hard. Most women are saying, ew. And if you think about it in terms of, you know, leading the country, talking to other heads of state that happen to be women, having access to the whole, you know, White House staff, and treating the way he treats his subordinates, what we're hearing, that's not hitting well with
and
women.
And Hillary treats her subordinates just as awful.
Oh, she's rude to them, but she doesn't grab their crotches.
But Hillary does not get you the White House.
No,
you have to. That debate was so depressing. The American people want to see a vision and how you're going to do it. The debate was so depressing. There was nothing there for anybody who wanted ideas and to be inspired. And that's why where Trump is at this point in the campaign, it's a loss for Trump. Even though he had a better performance, he has ground to make up.
Oh yeah, he has ground to make up,
and he's not doing it. All right. Oh no, we got more time. Never mind.
All right. No, I'm back. I kind of missed the thing about the Lincoln. What went on with that?
Hillary was saying that the reason she said in one of these released emails, which just keep on coming, was because she was inspired by Abraham Lincoln in the movie Lincoln, where in order to get the 13th Amendment ratified, he had to say one thing to one person.
Oh, and another thing to another. Like, use different arguments to plead her case depending on the audience.
That was Hillary's logic.
Take it
for what it's worth. Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily the strongest argument one could make.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it was kind of a reach.
Yeah. I think saying that you have to have... I think it was more honest, the line that you have to have your personal behind the scenes policy and your public policy, that makes me worry. That sounds like you're a liar.
Yeah.
I like the you would be in jail line. That was very funny.
Yeah, but that plays well to the base.
It does. It's not actually true.
But no, it plays well to the base.
Yeah.
But the average person, I think, is mortified because that's not what we do.
That's not what we do. That's not how we are. We've been sold that for 8 years. And to tell you the truth, that's why Trump is popular.
It's not 8 years. It's our history. It's our history. That's what makes us different. We have peaceful changes of power. That's what makes us special. One of the things that makes us special. All right. More show when we come back. We are back. So I wanted to give the the folks a tip to stay stealthy while online, so you know they don't get spotted as much.
Yeah, so you wear a cloak.
I do. Don't post pictures that you made. A lot of people post pictures
that they made. You mean pictures?
No,
they
just
took,
like
or
pictures.
Just any
picture
yeah.
you took. Like if you were at the concert,
yes,
you would take a picture.
Yes,
and the reason behind that is it's because your smartphone or digital camera contain easily traceable metadata.
Yes.
And can disclose your true identity and location. So everybody would know you're out of town.
Right, right.
Because, you know, if they might know where you live and then they see you're in California.
Yeah, and then they're going to be at your house digging through your trash. No, sure. No.
Sure. Well, or in your case, the car.
Same difference.
I wouldn't laugh if I didn't have to walk past it every time we walk in to do this show.
It's cleaner.
She doesn't have a guard dog. She has a car filled with filth.
Yeah.
That pretty much scares everybody.
Yes. It used to scare away dates.
Nobody's grabbing for anything when that car comes rolling down the corner.
No way.
So if you do have to post something, you should learn how to strip the metadata from your images. But you still shouldn't do that. You really shouldn't post photos. If you notice, I don't post a lot of photos.
No, I know. A lot of people do. I think that if you have information in your phone that is sensitive, and most people do have that, I think giving any hacker the ability to be able to track back and know your identity from your phone information, it could be very dangerous.
It usually is. Russia's watching. Don't post trips and plans, itineraries. So many times people say, oh, I can't wait to go on vacation.
Yep.
We're going to Disney World. You're broadcasting.
You just told everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Home.
Don't tell anybody where you're going. Don't, you know.
Well, tell a loved one.
But bring a picture. You know, come back home. Obviously. But, you know, if you want to post the pictures, wait till you get back home.
Yeah, that's what I generally do. Mr. Helix.
And post, I'm home now. Yeah. But I was there.
Yeah, so the crook don't come in and see you watching TV. I thought you were in Disney World. I'm sorry. You want me to leave so you can take my jewelry?
I think we did that story last week. You know, the crooks just make themselves comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Having their way with each other.
Yeah.
On your couch.
And you're like, I'm right here.
Yeah, would you two like a snack?
That would be very polite.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, a sandwich while you're waiting to start again.
excuse me.
Sorry, I know that was a disgusting thought. I didn't mean to choke you up.
Yes, that's what you did. And also, you got to be careful about the verbiage you use, the peculiar style of writing, and like har-har instead of ha-ha and the like. They can tell if it's you or not you.
Oh.
So if you want to throw people off.
What do you mean? I'm not following you.
So if you want to throw people off on who you are.
Yeah.
Instead of like, I always put like LOL.
Right.
But if I didn't want somebody to know it was me posting.
Right.
I might put ha-ha.
Oh, I see. It's changed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I get that.
Yeah, and like you mix up your typos. Like, if you always spell a word wrong, maybe spell it right for a change.
Yes.
You know, if I was away. Stupids are out of town.
And then also with, actually, we don't have time for that. But yeah, you just got to be careful. You got to be smart. Don't make it obvious that you're not home.
Yeah, well, you know, we've talked before about Foursquare, I think it is. Is it Foursquare? The one that
it's not Foreskin.
The one that posts your location.
No, that was Lincoln, Foursquare.
No, it's the GPS thing.
Yeah, the GPS.
You want to shut off the GPS
right,
on
and
your phone.
There's another app that posts where you are.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Like that.
Yeah.
I don't let anybody know where I am. Nobody knows we're here right now. All right, one more segment, if we're here. Last, nothing. It's never the last. We're going to be back. There's always more.
Yeah, we'll be back. But
yeah.
This is the last segment for this part of the show.
Yeah. Whatevs. All right. So I really wanted to get to this story. So we'll have to do poop another time.
Wait, you're announcing this? We'll poop later. We'll number one now.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy.
You guys know who Matt Drudge is?
Yes.
Yes.
The Drudge Report.
Mm. Yeah.
Very alt-right.
Okay.
Website. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah.
So, this is Hurricane Matthew is approaching Florida and the East Coast.
Right.
It's already pretty much gone through.
Yeah, it's pretty much done.
It destroyed Haiti.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It went through the Bahamas.
Yes.
It's on the way to the
Carolinas.
East Coast. Yes. Meteorologists are warning people to steer clear. Governors, local politicians, are warning people to evacuate. Donald Trump says, this seems like a big one. You know, everyone be safe. You know, take care.
Save yourselves.
Yeah. Everybody's pretty much on board that this is going to be a mess.
Yeah.
And this is a dangerous storm.
Yes.
And, you know, heed the advice of the experts.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think we could get controversy with this.
No, I'm thinking this is pretty cut and dry what's going to happen.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Matt Drudge, he tweets, always the sign of something good's going to happen. The deplorables are starting to wonder if government has been lying to them about Hurricane Matthew. Intensity to make exaggerated points on climate. Hurricane Center has monopoly on data. No way of verifying claims. How about you ask the people in Haiti, stupid?
Really?
NASA ground observations did not match statements. 165 mile per hour gusts. Where? How about you run and find out?
Have you seen the pieces of timber that used to be homes in Haiti?
Don't blame Mother Nature. Blame mankind. With an unflattering photo of a windswept Clinton, a link to the article, an article on the website Climate Depot. The Climate Depot article downplays a possible link between extreme weather and climate change. So, Democratic U.S. Representative Keith Ellison responded, "So irresponsible. If you're in the path of a Hurricane Matthew, do not listen to this man and stay safe." Greg Fischel, who is a meteorologist in Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina got hammered. As we're doing this show right now, they are still dealing with rising rivers. And we lost about 29 Americans, I think. Lost about 29 Americans.
I can't confirm or deny that number, but that sounds about right.
Whatever respect I had for Drudge, which was minimal to start with, was destroyed with this tweet. How insanely asinine can one be?
I totally agree with Drudge. I think it was a whole controversy, a whole conspiracy.
Tell that to the people that are dead.
I'm kidding. Are you out of your mind? Like,
well, no.
Your sanity.
The arguments you've made in the pit, that was a good job of acting.
Wow.
I said I couldn't act.
Yeah, you're right. You can act because I know you're prone to make.
Look, issue by issue, but this is complete insanity. How could you? Basically, what he's trying to do is he's trying to say that because of global warming, the Democrats are going to start to blame this hurricane on global warming, not realizing that it is a class four.
It was class five.
It was class five going out to sea. It came into Haiti, I believe, as a four, which is no laughing
It got up to a five. At one point,
I think it was. I think it hit.
Was
I think
it when
hit
it
doesn't Haiti. Matter.
All right, the winds are 150 miles.
Whatever they
hour.
Are,
it's so, devastating.
So how could you say? How could you say? You know, on the suspicions that they're going to blame it on global warming, you're not realizing it's a class five to a four down to a three hurricane, packing 120 mile an hour winds.
He is messing with people's lives, and here's why I bring this up. He runs. It's not a news site. I know the alt-right thinks it is. It's not.
No.
But unfortunately, people look at the Drudge Report and Breitbart and the Daily Coast, which is one of them on the left.
Right.
They don't trust the mainstream media.
Right.
So they look at these things and they believe it.
They think they have
but
the
you
inside.
Should trust the National Weather Service.
But
you
he doesn't.
Them, you know.
And I'm seeing more and more. And you hear it from Trump. I'm hearing it from Trumpsters. They don't believe that Russia's hacking us. The distrust that has been fomented on these alt-right websites of government is getting dangerous. And we're seeing that here.
Yeah.
They have a monopoly on data. How about you go to the beach, stupid, get your little slicker on, an umbrella, and tell me if the surge is 8 feet or 10 feet.
Do they have a monopoly on that tree coming at you at 120 miles an hour?
Oh, Joe, yeah. Don't believe that. It's a Democratic tree. That's a liberal tree. You know, just getting nuts and coconuts for free.
Yeah. It's like, I think that was a cow.
Believe these sites. Yeah. It's the dumbing down. I'll tell you what. God forbid somebody died.
Because they listened to this.
Yes.
And they said, that's right. The government's not going to pull one over on me.
Right.
And then they drowned.
I could see a lawsuit.
Well, they're dead.
This guy has... And it's not a news story, but it should be. This is the problem. They're fomenting such distrust that when you get life... threatening information, you're not processing it properly.
You're blaming a horrific natural event on the government conspiracy. I mean, get your tinfoil hat on. What the hell are you thinking? And to like pass that along to people, that's just as dangerous to me. I mean, that's it's inconceivable to be that.
Did they actually have any instances of people saying, "I'm listening to Drudge"?
I don't know.
Right here. See, that's the key thing, because stuff like this is like the lunatic yelling outside of Penn Station.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, Joe. But this guy's a quote respected newsman. Yeah, by some people.
Yeah, they don't.
So this is like Dan Rather coming on.
Let him dig himself into a hole over stuff like this. This is only going to discredit him.
But it doesn't to the alt-right. And that's part of the problem. I look at these alternate left-right websites. I look at them as, remember when you used to go to the supermarket? And they had like the checkout line. They had like the Daily Sun. It's like woman gives birth to alien.
Yes.
Bill Clinton, Elvis hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, you go, well, who believes this stuff? But people do.
People do.
I look at those sites. You know,
like you look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're that stupid to believe that, thin the herd. Really. I mean, you know, if you're that stupid to go, that's absolutely
ridiculous. Here's the problem,
Joe.
Here's the problem with that thinking. Say the mother and father are that stupid, but they got kids.
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the, you know, the parents should win a Darwin Award, but you would hope that they wouldn't drag their whole family down.
I don't think there's anybody that stupid that would believe that.
I encounter that stupid all the time.
Look, you also encounter the guy that said, you know, you're not going to change people. You're not going to stop people. I mean, it's no different. You put this out, then these idiots, we're staying right here. We're going to get some supplies and stuff like that. We're going to stay right here. When the cops come up and say, sign this, please. What's this? If you die, we're not responsible.
Right, but it's not. Yeah. It's not a quote unquote newsman. That's the issue.
No, it's irresponsible.
But it's an opinion piece. It's not a direct. It's an opinion.
But people take it as real. All right.
Well, you know what? Everybody's got opinion pieces.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be acting as authorities.
Yeah.
Pip, anywhere?
No.
Joe?
Yes, I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club on Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday night,
Give a date?
I'm sorry?
Want to give a date?
The date, that's the week of the show. I don't have the calendar in front of me.
Well, it's give the week of the show. You just said Wednesday and Thursday night.
Wednesday, Thursday night. This coming Wednesday, Thursday night.
Going.
Actually, that's the following week.
Thank you. Joe will be tweeting about hurricanes later on.
No, that is this week.
Never mind. I don't have time for you to do the math on it.
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club Wednesday, Thursday. Find it. It'll be that the week of the show. 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. Also, my band, Fragile Sky, will be doing a show at Dingbats in New Jersey, in Clifton, New Jersey, with Don Jameson for that metal show.
Wednesday, October 19th, Side Splitting Productions presents comedy at Andiamo in Horworth, New Jersey. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. Thursday, October 20th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. Friday, October 21st, I'll be at the Opshawa Fire Company in West Milford, New Jersey. For tickets, 973-697-2099. Saturday, October 22nd, I'll be at the Boys and Girls Club of Wayne in Wayne, New Jersey. For tickets, 973-956-0033. Listen to the whole show, everything you missed, DavinsDen.com. Thank you for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no.